the first item. Let's go ahead and get going on the list. I guess you could say first part of the top 10 list, even though it's not really top 10 list, but whatever. The first machination is medical tyranny will strike again, but for different reasons. We've all gone through medical tyranny. We've experienced the effects of it for the last 3 years now, nearly. 3 years we've been experiencing medical tyranny in different forms. Started with lockdowns. Well, started with fear. Let's start right there. And then it turned into lockdowns. The lockdowns turned into face mask mandates, social distancing mandates, businesses were closed, churches were closed, bars were open, strip clubs were open, but hey, you know, I mean, who's essential, right? Who gets to decide who's essential? Then, of course, it turned into the various mandates and just the pressure campaigns to get as many men, women, and children jabbed as many times as possible. That type of medical tyranny is still raging today. There's now talking about a new variation of a new vaccine, a new booster shot. They just put out a new booster shot, and now they're talking about another new booster shot. They're talking about this one being coming out or getting into arms every quarter, perhaps. Maybe that's what it's going to take, they say, to prevent people from getting a disease that may or may not really exist. I mean, at least, you know, I know I don't want to go down that road. Don't get me started. Okay. I haven't gone down that road before, so I'm not going to go down that road now. You know, the whole idea of maybe COVID is all a fantasy, but we'll see. Point is, and when I say that, I'm not saying there is no disease. I'm saying that it's, you know, could be a variation of the flu. There's some theories about that. Well, who knows? I'm not a doctor, not a scientist, and I'm not going down that particular conspiracy theory road today. But what I will talk about is they're trying to put different jabs in us now, a different variation. And then, of course, it is an mRNA jab, of course, right? And they're working on various, it's not just one, they're working on various different versions for different diseases, not just COVID anymore. We're going to experience a resurgence of medical tyranny in 2023, but it's not just going to be Pandemic Panic Theater 2.0. It could be something brand new, something we haven't seen. One in particular is definitely brand new, and that nobody, at least nobody in my age or younger has seen in our lifetimes. And I'll talk about that here in a second. But the other aspect of it, the one that we could see that people are throwing out there is, of course, the what if it's not just a new variant? What if it's not COVID-19 at all? What if they throw something else at us? You know, there were concerns, of course, when monkeypox came, and then, of course, it went. It's like nobody's talking about monkeypox anymore all of a sudden. There have been talks, and I've talked to multiple doctors, about the possibility of hemorrhagic fever. Now, that would be serious, okay? If COVID has a 99.994% recovery rate for people under the age of 20, hemorrhagic fever does not. Hemorrhagic fevers, various types, are actual killers. Now, it'd be hard to see a pandemic from current variations of hemorrhagic fever, because they do tend to, I mean, they're quick to isolate, quick to put people into lockdown. And of course, unfortunately, they kill a lot of people that get infected. So it's not like, oh, you know, there's a lot of people walking around spreading it. You know, if you get it, you're going to feel it, and you're not going to be walking around doing much. So you may never be walking around again, depending on how hard it hits you. But what if they have one, just throwing this out there, what if they were to introduce one, a new plandemic, a new scamdemic, whatever you want to call it, that is a hemorrhagic fever or something else that is deadly, more deadly than COVID-19, but that is also, that has a longer gestation period than other variants. You know, imagine a hemorrhagic fever that stayed in your body for 2, 3, 4 weeks before you start showing signs, symptoms. Then all of a sudden it could spread, and then the true panic. You thought people were panicking over COVID? Oh, forget about it. You all you need to do is see one image of somebody who's dying from hemorrhagic fever, and no, sir, nobody wants to get that, okay? Then the lockdowns will be real, and they will be harsh, and they will be absolute, and that could happen. I don't think it will. I'm not predicting that, by the way. That's not my prediction. I'm just saying that is one possibility. You know, the most likely scenario is that we will see new variants of COVID-19 and a renewed push for vaccines. But also, we're already seeing renewed pushes for, I mean, I think it was New Jersey schools are starting face masks again. We're starting to see surges of COVID, and we're starting to see people talking about new lockdowns. Okay. I mean, did we not learn our lesson? Apparently not. But there's one form of medical tyranny that is almost certain. It's already hitting now. I shouldn't say it's almost certain. It is certain because it's already here in many ways. And that is pharmaceutical medical tyranny. That is the shortages. The we're on the verge of a crisis when it comes to certain medicines for certain diseases, even basic medicines like children's pain relievers or fever reducers, basic medicines such as, you know, formerly abundant antibiotics. Now, all of a sudden, it's hard to get antibiotics. It's hard to get children's Tylenol. We already know about the whole baby formula thing. What many people don't realize is that 90% of the ingredients that go into pharmaceuticals that are produced here in the United States or imported into the United States, either or, 90% of the ingredients are produced by the Chinese Communist Party, of course. We import these ingredients from China. We do not have a system to replace that if our relationship with China were to go extraordinarily dark. If we can't get ingredients from China, our pharmaceutical infrastructure, it collapses completely. We're not just talking about, oh, you know, it'll be a few weeks before we can get this. No, it's done. We would have to rebuild it. We would have to make arrangements really, really fast. And do you really trust the Biden-Harris regime to do that? They don't have like a strategic pharmaceutical ingredients reserve that they can tap into like they did with oil. Not that that did anything other than score political points. No, they don't have that. We don't have that. We could be in serious trouble if we don't. It's funny. So many of these things lately, there was a time for the longest time, you know, when I would say, here's the problem and here's the solution. And here's how we fix it. A lot of these problems, I don't know how to fix them. Okay. Because we don't have the power. How can we, as average Joe and average Sally, how can we fix the pharmaceutical supply chain crisis that's brewing? We can't, which is why so many of the things that I recommend nowadays, so many of these things are geared towards helping yourself, helping your family, sometimes even helping your community. If that's the best we can do, and sometimes I feel like it is, so be it. Then let's do that. Let's at least help ourselves and protect ourselves. It's one of the reasons why, you know, we started working with Jace. Okay, you go to jdrucker.com/meds, jdrucker.com/meds. Use promo code RUCKER10. You'll get $10 off on prescription pharmaceuticals, antibiotics, five of them, five different antibiotics that you can have shipped to you that you can store away. If and when, I should say, we'll say if, but it's a when. But if the antibiotics and other drugs become scarce, become impossible to get, when you need them, you'll want them. And the best way to do it is to go to jdrucker.com/meds, M-E-D-S, and use promo code RUCKER10.